Now, when we want to compare one greenhouse gas to the next, we will use things called global warming potentials. These ones look at those infrared characteristics of the molecules. So in terms of the infrared coming in, some molecules then are much more efficient in trapping wavelengths of energy. You need to know about the half-life of the molecule. Is it long-lived in the atmosphere? Are there any indirect chemical effects? So that gas has got a half-life of, you know, a day, but actually it turns into an even more potent greenhouse gas down the track. So those are the indirect effects. Then you must compare them on a reasonable scale, so it's either on a mole per mole basis or gram per gram basis, and it's the amount of global warming over a certain number of years, because again, depending on these lifetimes and the chemical effects, you can get quite different things when you compare one gas to another. So over a 200-year time frame, carbon is set as our benchmark, global warming potential of 1. Methane, much hotter because it's operating in that window, so on a mole per mole basis, that's got a value of 11. Nitrous oxide, why the agricultural industry is very interested in this one, it's a value of 270. So, and you know, we don't know the quantities very accurately at all, and so any mistake here can be like quite a significant mistake indeed. CFCs are in a totally different league, so you can see why getting rid of CFCs was a good idea. The sad thing about that is the fact that the replacement compounds are just in the same league as CFCs. So with the HFCs and HCFCs, they have got a very low ozone depletion potential. Yeah, but they've got an extremely high global warming potential. So anytime you squirt that little refrigerant thingy around, okay, you might be doing your bit for ozone, but you're stuffing up the troposphere, so that is a bit of an issue. Now, on the right-hand column, that's the relative warming potential. Now, the difference between the relative warming potential and the global warming potential is that you're now considering emissions. So this one is simply on a mole per mole basis, but you don't care how much is being released. With the relative warming potentials, we now look at, okay, so how much is actually going out each year? And because of the vast quantities of carbon dioxide, and we know quite accurately the amounts of carbon dioxide from lots of the sources, this one's quite well constrained, but these ones here, there's quite a bit of action in terms of trying to get a good value for how much is actually being released. So there's a bit of flop in the actual relative warming potentials for methane and nitrous oxide. Even though the amounts are very small of these guys down the bottom, the relative warming potential is really quite significant. And it's because of these, you know, factor of 1,000 difference between these ones and